Se znamo, što se tiče
prosti, pa
posto da znamo.
Ja bi ligano, ja se to iz, pa da bi ima narodno društvo, ja bi danas, ja bi to što znamo, ti se i ti, ja se uvijek, pa bi to ja bi to dvoje stvarer, a na to je to nije to. Pa mi ima to je, ali samo da bi, to bi to je stvarno zašto. To bi to je, se si bi se vrlo sam bila to veći, so, already for the first time. They saw a lady, and they ran away because they were so surprised from somebody from the village, understandable, that they simply ran away. However, June 25th, they came back and they met with a lady, and a lady invited them to come to her. On June 26th, we who lived here in the neighborhood, the news spread amazingly quickly, and we were here in the neighborhood for you. Kilometers outside, and on June 22nd, together with many from my neighborhood, we went to the village of Biakovice, and I was with them, with the people, and I was 13 years old, and I was small, so I could come actually quite close to the visitors to be there where they were standing, to be some 2 meters far from them. So I was observing all what was happening. It was something special, something that you cannot even describe, that experience, and the way I saw them. I felt that they were experiencing somebody, that they were able to see somebody. You cannot act something like that. It was so obvious that they were experiencing something special, six of them. So far, a few days, the officials were on the hill, and then the communist government at that time stopped people from going up the prison hill, and then everything then moved to the truck. And then people started praying spontaneously here in the truck. People started praying the rosary, people started leaving off the mass, people started celebrating mass. And then here, per year, slowly, the program that we have here now was started. When our lady said, the Lord Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament, then the parish introduced adoration that now is on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And we will also have it tomorrow evening, and that is, however, something extraordinary. When our lady said, pray before the cross, then the parish introduced the prayer before the cross on Friday. Then our lady said, fast. Then the parish started the retreats of fasting. In the house of Thomas Francis, we have around 20 retreats per year. The last 6 days, people come from different countries. People come of different nationality for the retreats of prayer and fasting. These two hills, the Christian Hill and the Cross Mountain, have become the places of prayer. So on the Christian Hill, we pray the rosary, and on the Cross Mountain, we pray the way of the cross. So three important places of prayer. Church and around the church, a Christian Hill and the Cross Mountain. We can say that is the fundamental, basic, when it comes to the information. Now we are interested in this interior message, and what Our Lady wants here. The first call of Our Lady is called to have faith. Have firm faith and be not afraid. Have firm faith and be not afraid. That's Our Lady's call. But most often, call of Our Lady is called to prayer. Most often, Our Lady invites us to prayer. The most important call, and she said it in one of the messages, she said, conversion is the most important message that I have given here. The most difficult call, maybe for us human beings, is the call, an invitation to fasting. The purpose of all this is peace. to have peace in ourselves and to be heirs of peace to others, so that through us peace can be spread. And the heart of everything, what is essential about everything, is love. What is the call Saint Therese of Child Jesus, the Catholic faith? The church is the body that has many parts. And the church has its heart. And the heart is love. That is invisible. That is something invisible. That is something inside that moves everything and restores all parts in organs. That is love. She said, I desire to be love. That's my mission. So, my dear friends, I think that that's why Our Lady wants from us here, to renew the church from inside. And that is something that revives the church. When love is restored, when love is renewed, she wants us to be those who will renew the church from the inside, to be love where we live, to be peace where we live. And we will be able to obtain and achieve all this if we answer to the call to prayer. And if we have conversion as the purpose of prayer, because Our Lady wants us to prayer, but not only for prayer, but the question is, arises, what kind of prayer? Let's remember how Jesus criticizes the Pharisee who fasts 3 times a week, but yet he doesn't change. He doesn't change. That's why the conversion is the most important message, because the purpose of prayer is conversion, is change, and my change, because very often we desire to change others, and we easily notice other people's mistakes, and we do not see ourselves, because we desire to change somebody else. Like the Pharisee, who could see clearly since sinners around him, and he was saying, thank the Lord, for I am not like the sinners. And that means I am bad, and others are bad. That means I don't have to change. Others have to change. I do not have to change. My wife has to change. My husband has to change. And then, of course, naturally, when I go to pray in this way, or to the church from us, I will come home being the same, the change should not happen. And yet I am convinced that I am righteous, and that others are bad. And then the conflict happens. All the time I'm taking the splinter out of the eye of someone else, and I desire to change others all the time. And then the conflict happening. And Our Lady says, no, you change. St. Augustine beautifully said, the man does not pray to inform God, but to transform himself, so that the change may occur inside of me. And when in that way the change happens in me, then peace can come into our hearts. And that's the way to peace. There is no peace if all the time I'm trying to change someone else. And at the same time, I'm not changing myself. Peace will come when you allow yourself first, God, to change you. When you allow His love to fill your heart through confession, through Holy Mass, through adoration, through forgiveness, through acceptance of the cross. And in that way, peace enters my heart. Our Lady teaches us not only to pray, but have to pray. That's a crucial question. Let's remember what Jesus does when He asks this child the question. What does it say in the law, in the scripture? What does it say? What is written? And the second question is, how do you have they heard that God is visiting they have heard outside the work of literature? They have heard it as it's something referring to some other people? Those stories that are written down, are they referring to someone else? Or are you reading it as God refers to you? So when I read the word of God, and if I read it in the way that it refers to me, then that word will change me, nourish me. But the prophet Nathan says to the king David, you are but the man. This is about you. So that is what our lady desires. Not only for us to pray, but how to pray. And that's why she has been inviting us, saying, pray with the heart, fast with the heart, celebrate Mass with the heart. And the Lord Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament with the heart. And that means more profoundly, not to remain on the surface. When we pray, when we fast, when we are there in the church for Mass, all this can remain very superficial on the surface, moving with our body, but nothing happens inside. Many, I cannot say maybe many, but let's say some of the pilgrims. When they come to Medjugorje, they are looking for things outside. Medjugorje doesn't have the outside. There is nothing special to see here. And probably our lady chose this place because of this. There are rocks, there are stones, there are thorny bushes. No natural beauties, no cultural values or monuments. But that's actually the reason for us to go inside of ourselves, to let everything else go. The heart is important. The renewal of the heart and the renewal of your inside is important. But yet some would remain on the surface and by the look of the sun, to check if the sun is spinning and all turning around. The reason why I'm stuck to there looking for the drops of water. I understand. Humans are people who are curious. Many want to search for visionaries. All that is natural, it's understandable. However, not to remain at this. That is important, not to stick to this, but to go deeper, to go inside. Because if we remain at this, then it's again about others to say this, to say that. There is nothing happening inside of me. Even the visionaries have to work on themselves. They can see our lady, but that's not enough. We need to work on ourselves. We need to work on our spirituality. Priests can only physically take Jesus' body during the Eucharist. We can all remain on that outside, but that's not enough. It's important to set out on a journey towards inside, to pray with the heart, to pray with the heart, so that the changes may happen in your heart, so that with your heart you may feel an experience. That's why our lady has been teaching us the most important lesson, the most important lesson, and that is to pray with the heart, because everything depends on that. Suppose when the heart starts changing, when the heart starts coming closer to Jesus, then everything else is different. I cannot remain the same. I cannot remain the same. And if that could happen only once, if my heart changed only once, I would never be able to remain the same again, because everything will be different. Do advice there, friends. Some things that are personally, is a good one. It's a great comfort for us what should be happening when we pray with the heart and in the prayer with the heart and how this can happen. But the image is from the Luke's Gospel. Two disciples who are going to Emmaus from Jerusalem. This can be an image for us. This is when they enter into the encounter with Jesus. And they get out of it, they leave it, and then. And it's the same with us. We join Mass, enter the meeting with Jesus, and then we go home. What are they like when they meet Jesus? They were sad, they were disappointed, they were depressed. This happened after Good Friday. All their plans arrived with Jesus, all their emotions, everything fell apart and fell down. They were expecting something from Jesus, maybe for him to be a revolutionary man, to be the king. Or like the disciples, Jacob and John of Zebedee, and their mother were expecting to be on the right and the left hand side of Jesus and the kingdom. Maybe these others too were expecting something of this kind, but everything was. Everything fell apart. Jesus died. They will understand that Jesus had to die to leave them, to be away from them, to be risen, for Jesus to be risen. Not their image of Jesus, but Jesus himself, the way he is. He is risen. So they are on the way. They're on the journey. And they do not recognize Jesus, and Jesus is there, he's with them. So often, my dear friends, we are at Mass. We start this meeting with him, and we're disappointed, we're sad, we're depressed. We are in our own, we have our own issues about God, about Jesus, about people, about our plans. That's the way we are. That's the way we are. Now it's important what will happen now when we meet Jesus. Will we remain the way we used to be, or a change? What happened? So we see, they're on the journey. That is an image. That means it's a journey. It's a process. And it invites us to grow. Change. And that's why it takes time. It's a process. Nothing can happen all of a sudden. It takes time to pray. We need to find time for prayer. That's why in the evening we pray for some 3 hours. Why? We need to take time to leave everything apart and to be like Mary, Martha's sister. It's good at your work and bad at your work, but take time for prayer. Take time for your soul. To be with Jesus, that's what the prayer is about. To be with him. And then, step by step, change happens in two disciples. What happens? How did the change happen? They stayed with Jesus. And they said to him, "And you are the only one who did not know what happened." As if they wanted to say, they didn't have wish to talk to you. They often were very much the same. We are careful when it comes to Mass and prayer. And it's good. We are people. We are weak. It's okay. But it's important not to stick to this, but to know that there is a change. And then, they started listening to Jesus. They remained with Jesus, and they listened to him. This is now important. Through listening, the change happens. Jesus pronounces the words, and they listen. And then something happens in them. Change happens. The hearts are awakened. divining as we were listening to him on our journey. Our hearts were burning. The change happened. And then, at the beginning, it was the way that Jesus said to them, "You of slow heart, heart without feelings, hearts." And so that Jesus speaks about when he gives the parable of the sower. But then the heart started awakening, and then just before Emmaus, a crucial change happened. They had desire for Jesus, but Jesus wants to continue. And so they say to him, "Lord, stay with us. Lord, stay with us." They desire to be with Jesus. And this is now important with their friends. This is important for the prayer with the word. We need to have desire to be with Jesus. We need that desire to be awakened in us. So we should pray to Jesus and say to him, "Jesus, awaken the desire for you in me. Awaken the desire in my heart to listen to your word." We will be like Samuel who said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Say, "Jesus, I don't understand you." As it happened when Mary did not understand the angel Gabriel when she said, "I don't know how this will happen. I don't understand." Maybe you don't understand. I don't understand. But you simply pray, "Jesus, awaken love in your heart for your word. I have the Bible in my house, but I don't read it. Jesus, awakened deep desire in my heart to read your word, to be nourished by your word." So you see, two disciples got interested in Jesus. And after that, in Emmaus, Jesus is breaking the bread, and then the eyes were opened. They understood, that's him. That is Jesus. That is him. He is not the way we imagine him. He is different. You see, dear friends, Jesus always comes to us in the Eucharist being different. We expect him to be great, big, yet he comes in the piece of a small, fragile, simple, ordinary bread, and we would not expect him to come in this way. We expected him to come in a totally different way, but yet he comes in this way, because he desires to say to us that he is different to our thoughts. Lord says in the Old Testament, "My thoughts are not like your thoughts." Jesus says all the time to the disciples and spoke to them, and that they did not understand. Mary always also did not understand. Let's remember the moment when she came to the temple looking for the lost child Jesus. And Luke also wrote down that Mary and Joseph did not understand the words that the child pronounced to them. And they said, "Child, why did you do this to us? We didn't understand your behavior." But what is crucial about Mary is that she did not remain at her way of thinking, at her notions, but she was opened, and she said, "Let it be done to me according to your word, not my word." She knows that her thought is not enough, but her word and that her notion and her perspective was not enough. That is so important, my dear friends, if we could think like Mary. For example, I look at you. Let's say we look at the person who hurt us that we're not in good relation with. So I see that person from one angle, from one perspective, so there is only one perspective. And I only see me about this person. Lord, I want to see the way you look at this person. The way you see the person, I have an issue here, I have a trouble. That person is very difficult for me. It may not be difficult, but if I start from this point, that my way of thinking, that my notions, my perspectives are not enough, but I desire to ask Jesus for his advice. I desire to read the Bible, to ask for an advice from Jesus, and Christ says, and he says this, and that is, that's it, my dear friends. That's why they need prayer. I don't want to live on my own. I don't want to think only about my own way of thinking, because my way of thinking is limited, weak, fragile. They cannot see with pure hearts. Blessed are those with pure hearts, because they will see the kingdom of God, but our hearts are not pure, because we have many filters in front of our eyes. We do not see a person, but we see his nationality, the color of the skin, of his skin. We see, can I get any interest? Can I use this person? And this disturbs us. So we should not remain with our own way of thinking and the way we see people and things. Jesus says, you cannot do anything without me. And that is important, my dear friends. Everything with Jesus, nothing without Jesus. Everything is possible with Jesus, and everything is different. When we come before Jesus, my dear friends, for example, when we come before our Lord during the adoration, St. John Mary Daly says to us, I look at Jesus, Jesus looks at me. St. Therese says, I look the way he's looking at me. The attention of love, John of the Cross says, it's the attention of love, love attention. I look at Jesus as Mary, the sister of Martha, love attention. I got to know Jesus. I got to know the way he says, the way he thinks, and I desire to come closer to him. I desire to come to the point that Paul reached when he said, I live, but not only but I live, but not any longer me, but Jesus lives in me. I remain me, human, weak, person, everyone special and different, but Jesus encompassed my being. And Christ is his word in me. Not only me, my ego, but Jesus has his words. Jesus directs my being. Jesus directs myself, because every day we are before decisions, we are in trials, we are examined. Jesus wanted his desert to be tested. And he wins. He accomplished the one who's tempting him and disturbing him. But what about us, dear friends? When we are in trials, when you are on the crossroad, what to do? To say hello to the person, or not to say hello? To speak to that person, or not to speak? Speak negatively, speak positively, forgive, or not to forgive, and so on. Have often, dear friends, love uses the battle inside of us in the negative conquers. Have some delicate things, trifles, delivered us from Jesus. Someone says the wrong word, or looks at us in a bad way, and we simply say, I don't want to talk to that person anymore. How Evo Campos is not happiness, because when Jesus is not in us, love is not strong enough in us. Faith is not strong enough. That's why, my dear friends, it's important to nourish your inside about the purpose of prayer, to nourish your inside. Also, we can have an exercise to go to the desert, for example, to go and fast. When we decide for fasting, we are deciding for a desert because we are in temptation. Our body is in temptation. Will I take it? Will I eat it? Will I not? So those are all the beginnings. And that's also a good exercise. And the purpose is not what I eat or not. To do so, but that's not the purpose. That is just a matter of evaluation. The purpose is to reach your heart and to touch your inside. Is there something there inside of me that I should release? Something that is bothering me? Something that I allowed to bother in me? Something that bothers in me? Something that controls me? Something that controls my thoughts, my words, my decisions? Is there something that corrects me? And that's why I do not say hello to some people, I do not speak to them. My dear friends, how we can be slaves without being aware of it. And then another third thought says to you, don't say hello to that person, and you follow that thought. Another third thing says to you, don't talk to her, you, and we follow this. How, my dear friends, evil can obsess us. Obsess us. And then we start doing bad things. Let's remember terrorists, fundamentalists, who in the name of God are doing evil things. And they refer to God. That is a dream of blindness, my dear friends. Control a person, direct the person, and do with him or her what it wants. That's why it's important to examine ourselves. That's why our Lord invites us. Work on your heart as you work in the fields. Work on your heart. That is what the Pharisee in the temple did not do. That was his mistake. He thought of himself as a completely unrighteous man. He was convinced that God was on his side. That's why he did not change. That's why he returned home being the same. That is, my dear brothers and sisters, what should happen in us during this. Let's go back to two disciples who are now going back to Jerusalem being different. They're happy, they're joyful. They are preparing the good news. You have seen Jesus. And that is the purpose of prayer. The purpose of following us. In Mass, we all the time hear the Lord be with you. And then at the end of the Mass, we hear, go in peace. Peace you received. Joy it. And share it with others. Jesus gives himself to you. You give yourself to others. You receive and you give. When you return home, how do you return? What are you like then? That's my dear friends, examination of yourself, checking yourself. And it's important to work on ourselves. What does it mean to work on our heart? That means to ask questions. What's my way of thinking?
How
do I live? and pray. And it is so important to us, yourself a Christian. Maybe I don't see well. Maybe I don't think in the right way. Maybe I see this in the wrong way. And saving on this day, if we could all ourselves ask the question, maybe. Maybe the person that I don't speak to, this good person, maybe there is something positive about the person, but yet I don't see it. And by way, we open ourselves. You see, dear friends, prayer with the heart is opening of your heart to the Lord. As I lay beside the open yourselves, as the flower opens to the sun. What does flower do? Nothing. The sun does everything. But the flower itself is open. And it has to open if there are conditions for it. But with us, humans is different. Sun is shining. God is here. God is present, and yet I don't have to. Open, but the disciples open themselves. Mary, come in a way of thinking, but she opened herself. Let's remember Peter, how slowly she started opening. She waited a lot of time, from his part, from his convictions. Let's remember Caesarea Philippi. Jesus spoke about suffering, and then he said, no suffering, no cross. But Jesus took him aside and said to him, your thoughts are human thoughts, but not God's thoughts. And Peter needed time to open himself to Jesus, to come to the point when he said, Jesus, you know that I love you. What is Peter's opening? Why do your friends pray with the heart? Is a prayer of the opening to the Lord, as the flower opens itself to the sun. That's why it's always say before we say a prayer, let's say, like Mary said, Lord, let it be done to me according to thy word. And in that way, we will start opening ourselves to Jesus' thoughts, to his love. Conditions for the prayer with the heart are very important. To say, Jesus, you speak. Jesus, I want to hear your word. That's one condition. Second one, I believe there are quite few, but I will mention just few. The second one is forgiveness. We cannot pray with the heart if we are not able to forgive. If negative feelings and if wounds are inside of us, we need to learn how to forgive. And our lady teaches us how to forgive, and she says, pray for the love for the person who hurt you all until you experience the change. How am I going to pray for love for the person who hurt me, for the person that I dislike? My dear friend, hatred cannot set you free. Hatred cannot bring peace into your heart. It brings only restlessness. Only love can bring peace. Only love can heal your heart. Love is the cure. And that's why let's pray for love. Darkness brings negative thoughts. Love brings the light and opens the eyes for the positive. That's why let's pray for love, so that love may heal our hearts, may set our way of thinking free, the way we see free,
in order for ourselves to be freed from the power of evil which desires to rule in us through the wounds, through negative thoughts. No, we don't want this happen. We won't let this happen. We will pray for love to liberate our hearts. So we should pray for 5, 10, even more days. We should pray for love. This has nothing to do with injustice. Injustice is injustice, and fight against it. However, forgiveness is not forgiveness of injustice. Forgiveness is the liberation of the heart. That's why it's important for the prayer of the heart to accept the cross. Jesus says, whoever desires to be my, to follow me, let him accept the cross. Acceptance of the cross is a very important lesson, and Jesus places it as a condition if we want to follow him. Acceptance helps me to be changed. Take your cross. Accept your cross. Not only carry your cross, but accept it. Say yes. And in that way, the change and the transformation will happen. If you can't do it, say, Lord, I can't do it. And pray to him so that he can help you. Pray for love so that I may accept myself, that I may accept other person, that I may accept illness. Power, love has power. Where God is, love is present. Pray, Lord, give me love so that I may say yes to myself, that I may accept myself the way I am. What else can help us in acceptance? That is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is something very important. When you, for example, say, Lord, thank you for the way I am. Lord, thank you for my past. Because when we do not accept cross, we do not accept ourselves, we do not accept our past, there is a fight going on, there is a resistance there, there is no peace. The one who cannot accept himself cannot have peace. The one who cannot accept his illness cannot have peace. Then people are in bitterness. But you simply say, Lord, thank you for my past, for my illness, for my handicap. Lord, thank you for everything. Say thank you for the person that I live with, and that person is a cross for me. But say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the way he or she is, with all his or her weaknesses. Lord, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thanksgiving can also help us to open our eyes for the reality around us so that it may help us to be happy, content people. We're not happy. We're not content. Not because we do not have, but because we only see what we do not have. We only see what's missing. We do not see what we are given. And there is so much that we are given. That's why when you get up in the morning and even during the day and tonight before Mass, you see the crucial about our faith, the fundamental about our faith is thanksgiving. Eucharist is a Greek word that means thanksgiving. So simply say, Lord, thank you for... Then your eyes will be open and you will be able to see flowers. Look at how flowers are amazing and wondrous. And yet we do not see it. We do not notice. We don't notice anything because we're in our own thoughts. We're just focused on our problems. But say, Lord, thank you for these flowers. and look, observe, and you'll be able to wonder the beauty. Lord, thank you for the sky, for people, for the birds. We will start listening, we will start seeing. We will be open as the flowers open, and joy will be awakened in us. My dear friends, this is where we will stop. We will start preparing ourselves for the prayer of the rosary. May we tonight pray the rosary, as all the time we were saying the words of Our Lady when she said, "Here I am, Lord, let it be done to me according to thy word," so that our hearts may be awakened, that joy may be awakened, that surrender to the Lord may be awakened, that thanksgiving may be awakened, faith. During the time of the rosary, during the time of Mass, as if you were saying, "Lord, thank you, here I am. Speak, O Lord, I desire to listen to you. Let your will be done." Jesus, if it's possible, let this chalice pass by me, but let not my will be done, but yours. Jesus opens himself to the will of God. That is the opening, the openness. So let's open our hearts so that change, transformation may happen in us. Let's recall St. Francis, who embraced a leper when he said, "What used to be bitter to me, now it has become sweet." This kind of change can happen in you. What used to be a problem for you, it's not anymore. Now you look at it completely differently. You see it completely differently and think about it completely differently. It's not a problem for you anymore. What you used to consider an addiction, now it has become a blessing for you. Let's come back to the beginning now. First message of Our Lady was have firm faith. And if you start believing that God loves you, that He forgives you, everything changes. Everything changes. Everything is different. When you start feeling as a beloved child of God. This is, my dear friends, what I wish to all of you, that all this may happen to you here in Medjugorje. I thank you for your attention. Dear Pabos, we thank you for your attention and for being with us all this time. Rosary starts at 6 o'clock and my colleagues will be back to you at 7 o'clock. Holy Mass in the evening at 7 is also translated into English, Channel 1 on your audio tour radios, 94.3 FM. Pabos, you all, and have a wonderful evening.